I was misdiagnosed several times.
That's the reality for many people living with lupus, which is why it's often referred to as a cruel mystery. Rachel Goins was diagnosed in 2015, nearly 2 years after her first flare-up. She's now an ambassador with the Lupus Foundation.
For me, lupus is as much of a mental hurdle as it is physical.
Because oftentimes people aren't able to see the symptoms of lupus, such as fatigue and inflammation.
For as prevalent as lupus is, there's a long way to go. And we're hoping that through advocacy and working with members of Congress to gain more funding and research opportunities, we can use to further the progress and, you know, work towards a lupus-free world.
Cheyenne Karen, WTOP News.